Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.
Welcome to Gen Exhausted. I'm Chris.
I'm Rick.
I'm Earl.
I'm Jess.
This is Stevie. It's that old school mix too. It's in like one headphone. It's fucking me up, but I know it's like the mono mix.
You know what, dude? I'm so glad he's blind. He doesn't want to see the country in this state. I swear to God.
You can hear it. You can talk to it. I'm thinking he knows what's going on.
He just doesn't have to see it. He doesn't have to see it, though.
Well, what state are... Well, should we jump right into it? Yes. Sure as shit. We shut down last show, and then next day, whammo!
Well, of course, because that's what always happens with us. To the point where I was like, should we do like a supplemental show to like in for like the half of the week?
Yeah, guess what? The topic didn't go away.
Well, I mean, this is going to be something that's not, it's not going away for a minute. But obviously, we're talking about the Supreme Court decision, ruling, whatever.
Trust me, we're gonna wail on a lot of people. Like, I want to get this out of the way right now. I do not agree with this decision. However, the reactions, holy shit, we'll get into that. Like, this is another one of those, like, what year is it kind of decisions. Like, I thought this was solved. Thought we fixed all... Really? Really? But it was also, wasn't it like 6-4? So this obviously wasn't like a midnight hour kind of deal, I guess. I mean, this was clearly a majority. Like, one group said we're in, and another group was just outnumbered.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. It surprises me not at all. This will be reversed again in our lifetime, just so you're aware. History is doomed to repeat itself. It is so true. However, it is never truer than with the people in D.C.
What do you mean?
They will repeat history all the time. I could sit here and take up the whole show and tell you how our great fearless leaders have repeated history over and over and over again.
Okay, well hold on.
I'm going to tell you that the Supreme Court is just another facet of our leaders, and they're doing the exact same thing, banning abortion, not banning.
Okay,
abortion.
All right, cool. Let's get this out of the way right now. This is not a ban on abortion. This is a reversal of Roe v. Wade. This kicks it to states' rights. This is not a federal ban on abortion. This is like weed. It's like weed right now. It's if your state wants to have it, you can have it. If your state doesn't want to have it, you don't have to have it.
And if they want to regulate the fuck out of it to make it damn near impossible because of bureaucratic hoops to jump through, they're going to do that as well.
I laughed harder at this decision than I did in a long, long time, and I'm going to tell you why. When people talk about the Civil War, the one thing that they're so pissed off about, they just can't see straight about, is slavery. And the Civil War is all about slavery and, oh my God, slavery. No, it was about states' rights. It was all about states' rights. Yeah, slavery was included in there for the South. Yeah, it was my right to own a slave, but it was all about states' rights and standing up to the government and saying, you're not taking my land, you're not taking my property.
I mean, he's not wrong.
Well, at the time, property included a black slave. I digress. A slave, period, because white Irish people were slaves. Anyways, but I laughed so hard at this because now it's back to, like you said, it's back to states' rights. You know, what does the state want? Do the people of the state lean more left or right? Do they lean more towards the church or away from it? You get to choose now. That's what the Civil War was about. And people have no idea. They have no freaking
clue. Well, you know what? It's, Rich brought up a point when this first happened. We were, you know, sitting in the living room talking. And I've kind of ruminated on it. And he's right. Is the Republicans... This kind of proves... They are proactive, and Democrats are reactive. Because you notice how Republicans have kind of like laid back in the cut while like most of the country has legalized weed in some and some aspect? Like, kind of like seeing me. All right. Cool. States' rights, huh?
Yeah, you enjoying that?
Yeah. And enjoying your weed, huh?
On the state level, it's decriminalized or criminalized, and it's up to the individual state to how they want to do it.
And I thought all that was like us just like being in the living room and being high until the turtle comes out, I think it was yesterday, and says, us blocking Obama's Supreme Court pick was the fucking is what made this happen. And he's Mitch McConnell came out and look that shit up. That is several reputable news sources on all political spectrums. He said like and he pretty much said like that will be like something I am the most proud of that I accomplished in my political career. Those motherfuckers are thinking ahead. Like that just kind of proved Rich's point. He just came out and said it. Mitch McConnell don't know who Rich is.
And they're very good at forgetting the past and making you forget the past when they're campaigning. They don't want to remember the past. But when they want to remember the past because they pulled out their ass, well, technically, it was Joe Biden who come up and set the precedent of.
Oh, when they
we don't want to vote on the Supreme Court.
When they were pushing
justice.
Trump's nominee through an election, yeah, absolutely. They forgot all about the fact.
No, I'm talking about going back to 91 with Clarence Thomas.
No, I remember that they brought that up when they were They were trying to push Trump's thing through, and they're like, "Well, you tried to stop Obama's thing," and they were like, "Oh yeah, well your boy brought this shit up," and then it was kind of like, "Well, I guess we just gotta let this guy get through, huh?"
I'm to the point like, look, okay, here's the deal. We all have said on this show, while all four of us have been on this show at the same time, how we pretty much feel about abortion. I mean, granted, there's little nuances and corners we didn't shine light completely into. I'm sure we would shock each other with a few fucking opinions we have that maybe we didn't go over. But ultimately, we know where we fall. I'm more interested in how the fuck does this ruling sit for 50 years without ever being put into law on the federal level, without the Democrats ever fucking ramming it through and making it a federal law when they've had a majority, a supermajority at times in the 50 years. I mean, I don't know how much you guys are into like radio disc jockeys, but Charlemagne the God, you know, he's the guy who was interviewing Biden when Biden infamously said, if you don't vote for him, you're not black. And Charlemagne the God does not give a fuck. And he's like, everybody's mad at Republicans. Everybody's mad at Republicans and blah, 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 blah. What the fuck were Democrats doing for 50 years of Roe v. Wade to where this, they took such little action that they made this possible. And he goes, it's not like they had 8 years of Clinton. They had 8 years of Obama. They had 16 years. They could have got that done. What the fuck? And then he was like, it could have happened under the first 2 years with fucking Biden, and it could have been an executive order, and no one would have fucking. I mean, people are gonna get upset, but that's because we have presidents who now rule with the fucking stroke of a pen via executive order.
But one more again, history is doomed to repeat itself with these people. However, why didn't they take care of it? Same reason they haven't taken care of the gun laws, and anything else that they want to talk about with this votes. Right now,
isn't it funny that this shit happened in a fucking
election year?
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Not even right? close. There's no coincidence there.
It's not even just an election year. It's the year that you're going to be voting at a state level. It's not just a presidential election. It's everyone's been talking for how long about. There's going to be a huge quote unquote red wave.
Yep.
And now they're like, take your representatives carefully. It could determine whether or not you can have your abortion.
And I still I call bullshit on that because people still vote with their wallets.
No, I think but you're calling bullshit on what? That they're thinking that these people, these political strategists are thinking that that's a factor. I think you're being very
in today's no. I think in today's society, November is so fucking far away. If gas is still fucking $6 in November,
that's what they're well.
First of all, well, if there are these food shortages we were talking about last show in November, dude, getting an abortion is going to... Great. California and New York are going to fucking vote blue. Shocking.
Yeah, well, Chris, that's watch the left hand and forget about the right hand. They do it all the time. They did it with the mostly peaceful protests, and coronavirus. They do it all the time. Watch the left, forget about the right. If you listen to any Democrat right now, they're telling you a vote this year is a vote for abortion. Well, if you're for it, vote this way. If you're against it, vote this way.
That's what they're I'm not even talking about.
Trying to talk about the inflation.
Yeah, and you know what? In the states where they have the stronghold, great. There's preaching to the choir. That's the thing is, people forget about the lawmakers down south are there because the people who live there put them there. If you are blue and you live down south, you're in the minority. Like, the red states are red states for a reason. Like, I made fun about where you live, Earl, but it's, tell me I'm wrong. All the billboards are fireworks, Jesus, fucking cigarettes, porno.
There's NPR's, I don't know if they've named this fucking phenomenon they fucking identified, but they're pointing out that basically post-Obama, every election cycle, at least, that there's been a shift in how politics on the federal and state level are intertwined and how they have a relationship with each other. Whereas states that would be traditionally red would vote red on federal elections, would vote red on state and local elections, are now blue on the local level or state level and red on the federal level. And they're like, and it's just like, all this political fucking maneuvering and shit they're coming up with. And I'm just going, and what two issues did the Supreme Court release their decisions on in that same day? Both issues that piss off, but also stoke the fire underneath their fucking base and the enemy's base. Mm-hmm. Abortion and guns.
Okay,
I have no proof. I'll be the first one to tell you that. Just pulling this out my ass. That fucking feels like a fucking, like, a little too much of a coincidence, if you ask me. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Hold on here. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have two
A-plus
fucking issues to piss people off and get them to vote.
Yeah, hold my beer type of stand. I get it.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
But now, here's my issue, and I need you guys, Jess, I'm going to need you to comment on this one, too. But number one, the reason everybody calls this a ban, quote-unquote, on abortion is because when it got overturned, trigger laws automatically banned in some states abortion.
Yeah, in some states.
Now, here's my question, and I need you guys to give it just a quick thought and then take turns answering it. So it's a state's law issue now. So if I have a Republican government in my state, I'm not going to get an abortion. Not going to be able to have it.
Not necessarily. Depends on the laws in your state.
Listen, they're going to shut down Planned Parenthood, all of that. It's all going to be shut down. Then, a few years later, we switch to Democrat leadership and governor, etc. Are they going to open it back up?
Well, everything you're...
What does the building do while it just sits?
Well, your whole... I'm not trying to pick on you. Your whole soliloquy has already been shat on by several states. Checks and balances have showed up. Louisiana courts have showed up and went, yeah, we're not enforcing that. Texas courts have shown up and said, yeah, fuck that ban. Yeah, no, our system is set up for checks and balances for a reason. And it sprung up in a few of these states where these quote unquote trigger laws were going to, you know, and they're going to round up all the women and take you all away. And this and that.
Or what happened here in Michigan is happening.
Yeah, the attorney general went, yeah, fuck that law. We're not enforcing it at all.
Exactly. It's like the one that says you can't walk your alligator on a leash on Saturdays or something. Like, it's some like obscure law in some up north vacation spot town that they're like, no one's ever enforced.
And then there was some prosecutor in Kent County who's like, well, if there's a law in the books, I got to enforce it. And like, essentially, in legalese, the attorney general told that guy to get fucked. Like, great, you can bring me, you can prosecute it all you want. We're not going to, it won't go above your court.
No, I totally understand that. Go ahead, Jess.
There are states that are upholding it, though. My state is.
Well, that's the thing. Well, let's talk about that, because all of the fire and the fucking fury I saw all over the weekend were places where it fucking doesn't matter. Why, if you are in California or New York or in any state where you have a blue governor, what the fuck are you pissed off? Like, that's why I started this whole thing about, like, I do not agree with this decision. But if you're in a blue state, what the fuck are you mad about? And also, and I'm going to be a little liberal here with the age, ladies, if you're over 50, what the fuck are you mad about? Like, are you symbolically mad for your younger sisters?
For their kid, their grandkids?
Let me tell you, I have seen so many people talking about how upset they are for their daughters. They're so upset for their daughters. And I've seen this being posted on social media repeatedly. Like, my daughters are going to have to struggle with this. And I made the choice to have my daughters. That was my choice. That was my choice. And that, I mean, you're putting that out on the internet. I saw one mom who said that she had to, like, she was pro-life until she had kids. And I'm like, that is on the internet for the world to see for the rest of forever. Your kids are going to see that.
I feel like I'm jumping into, like, super, you know, neocon 1980s Republican here, but, like, well, doesn't your daughter also have the choice to not fuck and to not get pregnant?
Or to move to California.
Yeah.
Move to New York. Get on birth control.
Your daughter has a choice to not take a load in her pussy. Oh, did I say that out loud? Like,
well, and this is something that, okay, like, I'm glad you said. Take a load in the pussy.
just grab them by it.
It's locker room talk.
Well, no, because I forgot to mark something down when Earl was going on his rant there, talking about shutting down Planned Parenthood, shit like that. All right, I gotta ask: will you pulling that out your ass?
No.
Okay, who's trying to shut down Planned Parenthood? And
Missouri shut down the only Planned Parenthood abortion clinic, and I think it's in St. Louis.
He's right. Okay, but
there's a difference.
They're not all abortion clinics. That's what. So you say they shut down the only Planned Parenthood abortion clinic. So does that mean it was the only Planned Parenthood that had an abortion clinic in it that could perform abortions, or does that mean that was the only Planned Parenthood? Do you see what I'm saying? You're couching it one way. I need to know that's a fact before I fucking run with it.
Yeah, no, it's the only place that they would do the abortion in Missouri.
Okay, because here's my point. You take away the fact that Planned Parenthood can't do an abortion, they still have like 90% of their services to offer. And that's lowballing how much non-abortion services they offer.
Yeah, but people were talking about they're going to outlaw condoms and contraceptives and the morning after pill.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, when I talked about the reaction I'm not on board with, that's that crazy hyperbole shit. Like all of a sudden we're living in The Handmaid's Tale and all this shit. Like,
well, okay, wasn't that something that Clarence Thomas said something about, though? Was looking at contraceptives and also same-sex marriages?
Yes. Yeah,
so he just contraceptive, fired him up. Right, the contraceptive thing, it is out of left field, but it's not because he did make that statement.
I don't understand. What the fuck are they looking at with contraceptives? Is it can't be the legality of them. It has to be some sort of distribution.
It's religious.
Like, is he
religious.
Getting close to death and just finding lots more Jesus?
That's it. It's all about your...
Nope. Okay, so that wasn't just me.
It's a vast left-wing conspiracy to shut down Earl.
They're on to us.
Earl, we can't hear
he
you.
He just got
if
canceled.
You can hear us.
He's been deplatformed.
It sounded like he was actually trying to make a salient point. Earl, come back. We can't hear you.
Okay, well, my point is that...
Yeah, I dropped out.
There we go. Before we lose track.
He found Jesus, and you're preventing the Lord's work. You're trying to play God. Stopping your seed from fertilizing an egg, killing the egg after it was fertilized with the morning after pill.
They still make Republicans like that? Like, I thought those Republicans went away in the 80s.
Yeah.
What? Okay, wait. I don't even know where to start with all that. That's not how the morning after pill works.
Right.
Okay. It takes, like, what, 48 hours for the fertilization process to fucking, like, go through what it's going through before it. And that doesn't even guarantee success. It has to go through that process successfully.
Like it,
then it still has more mountains to climb.
Like, it forces a period. Am I correct? Like, it just, it pushes your menstrual cycle forward.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so I like, it's not like, it's not,
I mean,
like,
I don't know.
It's not like you're fucking 6-7 weeks in and you're drinking Penny Royal tea and squatting over a toilet 30 minutes later. I mean, that's, so, I mean, once again, the claim that they're trying to ban it, like, who? And who the fuck, who is on board with banning birth control across the board?
Didn't the FDA come out, or somebody came out and said, because of some law, I forget what law, like it's called the Supremacy Clause or something, because the FDA has said that the plan B, that the morning after pill is okay, that can't be, like, you could live in the reddest of red states, you can still order that shit over the mail and get it sent to you.
As far as I understand, you can just take like 2-3 fucking of your birth control pills, and it's pretty much the same thing. I don't know how accurate that is.
Hey, this is, but I have heard that shit. He wants the Supreme Court to talk about it. that's all I got for you.
No, I get, okay, but if Clarence Thomas said this shit, it's like, I'm starting to wonder if Clarence Thomas is like, oh, okay, he's turned into that. That's nice, Grandma. Now let's get you to bed meme. Like, is he close to like mandatory, like, or excuse me, voluntary mandatory retirement, and he's just talking like has he got some Biden shit going on where he's just talking out his ass? Because
wonder if he's the far right's black friend, and like in 2022 you can't put anybody white out there saying the shit that he's saying.
Okay, but okay, all jokes and bullshit aside,
that's not a joke.
Take the religious part and like, you know, whatever. To just take abortion out of it, like, what else that he said to look at? Like, it has to be religious, right? It has to be a religious, yeah. It has to be coming from a deep religious conviction for him to be like, let's look into same-sex marriage. Let's look into, and the contraception thing, is it more of like the government providing it for free?
But my question would be, why now? You've been on that court for 30 fucking years.
Trial going on 40, man.
When I was 90s, early 90s, right? It's 30 years. I mean, great. So,
yeah. You're right.
Three or four decades. Still multiple decades.
That's what I'm saying.
Why the wild hair now?
Seems like he should be talking about retiring, not starting cases.
You think we forgot about Long Dong Silver, motherfucker?
That's what I'm saying. Like, bro, you've almost gotten out unscathed after the most rocky of rocky starts. Now you want to fucking piss on someone's fucking cereal? Really, dude? Really? Okay.
Like, did his wife finally just go, hey, I look like a man, by the way, I'm gay, and it just now is his dander all up? Like, what's... Like, I just... That's been my kind of one of the things. Like, why now? Why all of a sudden... Like I said, you've been there for 30 years. All of a sudden, you're fucking the darling of the extreme right? Did somebody come with him with a briefcase full of cash or fucking what?
It's like Rich said. It's all of this is coming at once, and it's right before people start to go to the polls.
I truly think that I think that's part of it, but I also think that there's a lot of push. There's a lot of pushback with just honestly with the trans shit. They fucking, a lot of people in the fucking Democratic Party have overplayed their hand with this woke flake bullshit. Like AOC with her Latina or Latinx shit, and we have to do it. And then like every poll, the overwhelming, crushing majority of Latinos come out and go, no, that's stupid. Don't call us that.
Yeah.
And she goes, no, you have to call us that. And they're like, well, first of all, bitch, us who? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like.
You got a mouse in your pocket?
Yeah. You're from New York. What do you mean, us?
Yeah. Just because you're one of the ones whose family got away by floating over on a door or whatever, fuck you. You know what I'm saying?
That'd be like me going over to Beirut and being like, hey, us. They'd be like, what do you mean, us?
Yeah, I'm not strolling through Northern Ireland talking about the Troubles. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a good way to get my ass shot.
They'd be like, what do you mean, us, half-breed? Why don't you go back to the fucking Western Hemisphere?
Yeah. But... To me, the issue's coming out when they have, the ruling's coming out when they have, the fact that it was leaked, 2 months ago? Has to be, because we talked about the leak with Jess on. Jess, you're coming up on, 3 months doing the show? So
yeah,
it's one of the first episodes she was on. The Democrats did nothing to bar the door for this. They just sat there. So not only did they sit there for all the fucking 50 years since the fucking ruling or whatever by the Supreme Court initially, and not move to get this fucking moved, like enshrined as a law, they didn't do shit when they got the fucking heads up that something was coming. And this is where I was so wrong on this show, because I was sure the Democratic Party, the Democratic National Party, was going, oh yeah, we know about that. We got it. Don't worry. That's part of our October surprise. Don't worry. We got this. And instead, it looks like they're just going, yeah, we have no idea what to fucking do. I mean, like it or not, on some level, and yes, I understand this is definitely removing a lot of qualifiers and making it a very binary, I support or don't issue, which abortion is not that issue. But I mean, like, it's like, what, 75% of the population support some form of abortion on some level, whether it be incest, rape, or just all the way to abortion on demand.
Yeah, I mean, this definitely ain't will of the people.
Like, no. And it's not like this is, like, I don't understand. This would have made sense under, like, W, because he was religiously, ideologically driven. That would have made sense for this to be his
To me, not
issue.
Even then, because it was post-2000. Like, to me, this is more like a Reagan move. This is, like, the 80s, the evangelical right is still in power, and
I don't think Reagan was evangelical right. I think Reagan pandered to him, and the real evangelical right was more like W. He was the true evangelical.
I'm just saying I'm just saying the 80s is the last time the evangelical right had any power.
Well, major power like that. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They were dictating everything. They were dictating to the Democratic Party. Like, think about that.
Well, that's right. Remember,
PMRC.
People forget the PMRC is an invention of the Democratic Party. Yes. Tipper Gore.
And that's why we have warning labels on albums and
because of the Democrats. Shit. Which, ironically, in 2022, now makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
It's all police. Anyway, but yeah. And again, I do not agree with this decision, but just the reactions are just, it's a little much.
The rhetoric is...
Like, Jess, I feel... If I believe everything I read on the internet, I feel bad for you, because I feel like at some point you're going to be rounded up in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, this is levels of hysteria on par with like the day after Trump was elected, and my gay friends were like asking me and other straight friends to buy them weapons because they thought they were going to be banned from buying them because they're gay, because the FEMA camps were coming to round them up.
You're going
to
be forced. You're being impregnated against your will. Forced to have that baby, and oh, while you're at it, they're gonna force you to get a gun while that's happening.
Yes, another day in the South.
Well, that's Tuesday,
right?
Yeah. That's
pregnant, and I got a gun.
Day end with a Y. Yeah, okay. But no, example of some of the rhetoric I've seen, and it's just, I get it, I understand. The anger, the impotent rage, the screaming into the abyss. But I do find it funny that social media, which will literally ban you for cat memes, don't ask me how I know that, will allow shit like, women are showing great restraint and not burning everything to the fucking ground right now. And I don't know how they do it. And responses to that, like, they're not like us men, Jeff. We get mad. We go mess up stuff immediately.
Really? So
they
everything in
some thought. They plan. They know their escape routes. Women are very patient after dealing with men. Well, forever. It's coming. Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but it's coming. And I'm just like, that's his dude, straight up. If I wrote that about anything. Bam! FBI through the motherfucking door.
What's it, the person who wrote that, so... Everybody in the summer of 2020, that was all men.
Okay, I'm just saying. Like,
also,
just real quick.
Men burn down a Rite Aid?
No, my point isn't none of that bullshit. My point is that, once again, social media, it's a mask-off moment. Certain people are allowed to make death threats and threats of physical violence and threats of fucking destruction of property and threats of organized violence and shit like that. And other people have to be fucking... paraded for fucking political theater on fucking prime time, and we call it the January 6th trials. That was my fucking point.
Yeah, if me Earl or Rich have any social media post that ends with, oh yeah, it's coming. Yeah, exactly. We're going to be detained for questioning the next day by somebody, or at least put in social media jail.
At the very least, we're done for probably at least 3 to 30 days. Guarantee that. I almost guarantee. If I had a burner account, I would post while I'm recording and tell you the results next week, but I don't have one. Because they've actually cracked down on those.
So have you seen what AOC was saying on the day of the ruling? That she was saying that she was out there chanting, take it to the streets with a big group of people.
In New York, where it's a blue state, where it doesn't fucking matter.
And then Maxine Waters, she's California, right?
Yeah, another blue state.
Yeah, she's saying that women need to show up. They need to show up by the millions. They need to show that they're not going to stand down to this. And then she was the same. No, it was Lightbody.
So wait.
Who was saying?
Okay, Earl, I'm going to make this point for you.
Thank you.
So AOC and Maxine Waters, once again, a year later, by the way, a year and a half later, can tell people to take to the streets. But yeah. But Uncle Don says, hey, let's go up to the Capitol, and now we're having witch trials. Okay, double standard noted, double standard noted.
Have you all seen floating around on the internet where the 6 Supreme Court justices who ruled to overturn Roe v. Wade, are their addresses are being posted?
Yeah, that is illegal. That is against the law.
It's awful, and people are being praised for doing it.
Oh, absolutely. This, about 2 years, no, was it during COVID or was it pre-COVID? Might have been pre-COVID when it really started. The harassment of politicians and people who were, what was the term that got thrown around? Trump adjacent. That was the term that got thrown around. they were deemed just as bad as literal Nazis who masturbated over the ashes of burned Jews. So they were you were allowed to do whatever you wanted to physically to them in public, and supposedly like everyone was supposed to be cool with that.
Well, I got news for these fuckers. When he was president, we were all Trump adjacent asshole. But it's.
But I mean, like, I that shit started, and I mean, the amount of people that I know personally who were defending it, going, I don't care, okay. Fuck him, let him. So what? He got food thrown at him. So what? His decisions cost people their lives.
All right, cool. And I say to you, fine, fuck face. When it comes back around, you can't complain. When it's your turn, and it will be, you can't say a fucking thing.
That's just
equality, goddammit. Equality. We need it.
That's just my mantra for everything. For everybody who thinks fucking somehow they're special enough to escape fucking the ass fucking that life has for just everybody around the corner. And I'm just like, no, you're special. I know. You think you are. Have fun. Just ask them to spit on it first. From experience, I can tell you that.
Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.
Rich, I think this is the best time to switch to that topic I was talking about.
Fucking bring it up. Say it. Say the goddamn topic.
So I was watching, what is that, The View? It's a Democratic talk show in the morning.
Motherfucker, it is 25 years old. We know what the fucking View is, dude.
Okay. Where the fuck do you think you're at?
Okay,
I'm talking to the listeners.
We know you're in Kansas, but, bro, you're only like a few months behind, not a few years behind.
Exactly.
Be nice. They just got cable, okay? Yeah.
Well, we just got fiber optics, goddammit.
Ireland just voted in blowjobs, according to Dennis Leary. So
Earl's like, it's a show with Barbara Walters and Star Jones.
All right. No, it ain't.
Yeah.
Ha. So 3 out of 4 of the main hosts are black or minority women. I'm going to put it there. You got Whoopi Goldberg, Sonny Austin, and Anna Navarro. And then you got Sarah Hines, who's just Democratic, just the whitest snowflake on the fucking screen. Anyways.
Wasn't Anna Navarro actually a Republican?
No, she's Democratic. I'm positive. They were talking about a subject that just hit my fucking fuse and lit it bright as fuck. They were talking about the 4th of July. And they said, and I quote, that is a white holiday. They do not celebrate it. They do not recognize it. They don't like it because minorities were not free people.
And Navarro's a member of the Republican Party, by the way. Earl.
Oh, she is.
Yes.
She doesn't act like it on that show.
She was an anti-Trump Republican. That's probably why you think she's a Democrat.
Now, anytime a Republican issue comes up, she takes their side. Mm-hmm. I digress. But they said that they're not celebrating it, including this. She was in on this, too.
Cool. So are they working on Monday? That'd be my first question. So we'll see you on Monday at work?
No. But everybody else they work with celebrating it. Anyways, they're not celebrating it. They don't believe in it. Shouldn't be celebrated. It's a white-only holiday because minorities were not free. Cool. Now.
Then see you on Monday. That if I was their boss, that's what I'd say to them. Hey, you know what you just said on TV for everyone to hear? I'll see you on Monday.
Yeah, but then her boss would have to come in. See what I mean? The producers are like, no, I'm going home. Lighting up fireworks. Anyways, here's my problem, people. Read your freaking history. Read it. Okay? It wasn't a white-only holiday. We weren't being free from captivity. Okay? We were being free from a different fucking country. Yeah,
correct. It is Independence Day, and it is the day that the Declaration of Independence was written. And yeah, if you studied American history beyond the fourth grade, yeah, it is the document that essentially told England, fuck off, we're our own country now. It had nothing to do, yes, Earl, you're correct. It had nothing to do with liberating anybody, setting anybody free. It was the document that essentially formed this country.
You're right. And without it, ladies and gentlemen, and everybody else, you can't have Juneteenth.
Well,
you can't have it.
We're not sitting here having this conversation, having this podcast. But yeah, but your greater point, yeah.
Well, here's why I bring it up on this podcast.
Well,
Wait a minute. It's not the view that I truly don't give a shit what those ladies say. I really don't. I just was listening to this very thing because it kind of pissed me off. I looked it up. Our lawmakers, people in D.C., agree with them. And say that the July 4th holiday is a white-only holiday. Really? The United Kingdom is full, chock full of white people. White, bright white. I'll guarantee you, I'll bet you anything on the planet, not one firework is going to be fired on the 4th of fucking July over there.
Okay, hold up.
Well, you had a good point. You're getting away from it.
Well, hold on, time, because I just want to say this. That's just... You got to understand these people, first of all, the level of narcissism that we're dealing with to where every holiday has to be like somehow for specifically them.
Right.
Okay. That shows you the level of narcissism you're dealing with. It's impossible for them whiteness. Everybody's a white American. That's basically what they're saying. 4th of July is a white American holiday.
Okay, cool. I expect mail on Monday. I expect the bank to be open. If what you're saying is true, if like people in our government actually go, okay, fine, cool.
And, well, here's my thing. So what are you trying to wrap your head around? What are you trying to come to terms with?
Well, like I said, it's a Newsweek article. It's progressive lawmakers. It feels like they're trying to get rid of it.
Okay, and I don't doubt that they are. I'm sure there's politicians who've ran on that and have promised people that they're going to do that.
And in their place of it, have Juneteenth for the free holiday for everybody, because then everybody was free on that day. It just ticks me off.
That's the most American thing ever, right there. No. That's the most American thing ever. Okay, so you get the 4th of July off, and now they want Juneteenth off. But you can't have 2 days off, so one or the other. And then you can have that day off. We'll make that the federal holiday, because we can only have so many days off here in America. Can't have two holidays, blah, 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 blah. That's the most American shit ever. Who the fuck, really? Either or? We can't have both? You can't celebrate both? I'm joking about the fucking federal holiday shit. But people can't celebrate both? Come on, dude. People are creating problems where there are none. Go outside and try to fucking touch grass.
My whole problem with this isn't, it's so not a black and white issue for me. It's not. It's a history issue with me. I have a bachelor's. I get questions like this all the time. why don't the British and the UK celebrate Thanksgiving? It's such a great holiday for family. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Because they hate Mayflowers and April showers, you dumb fuck. I can't deal with the stupidity and the lack of knowledge for people to try and talk. Not like this, not at this point. Especially not something I'm very steeped in. People still think Christopher Columbus discovered North America. I can't do it. I so want to throw a book at people and say, read, you ignorant bitch.
Well, that ain't gonna happen.
No, it's not. So I say, instead of texting, pick up Google. Look at Google and ask them, who discovered America? Who was the first explorer?
Stop forcing your hate facts on me, Earl.
No, because when I taught this, when I taught history in high school, kids would always Google. No, you're wrong. It was this. No, you're wrong. It was a Monday. I was like, seriously? Sorry, your Google degree trumps my fucking bachelor's. Great. Lovely. Why am I even here? Just Google it.
I won't tell those kids, good luck in 5 years with your boss. Have fun having 9 jobs in 3 years.
You just, with talking about the SCOTUS and make it back and forth and history repeating itself, it's shit like this. It starts with conversations like this, that July 4th is a white-only holiday and therefore bad. But it ain't. It's a country. Everybody in it, even the slaves, were free from British rule and the British monarchy.
You know, to be fair and to be honest, a podcast I listened to was talking about Star Wars and its place in pop culture and how it's changed over the decades, etc., etc. And one of the interesting things is, of course, you know, with the new Star Wars, one of the things that any entertainment company does, if you don't like what they put out, they call you a racist or you hate women or you hate gay people. So just whatever. However they can discredit you in the eyes of a good number of people, they're going to take that low road. And this podcast, they went and they dug up news clips from when Star Wars first released in 77. And there was like one little fringe group that got like a handful, like maybe two or three news stories done on them, protesting Star Wars, calling it racist, calling it this and this and this and this. And everybody was just laughing and like, I mean, it was a 70s news report, so it was serious, but you could tell that they were like, we think some people need to get, you know, blah, 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 this and this and this. Like, they are aware it's a movie, right? It's not real life, right? Like, that was the attitude. And it's amazing that, like, here we are 40 years, you know, 45 years later, whatever, and this shit's dead serious. It's just like the shit with Bill Maher and fucking, what's his face from, Prager U. I can't remember his name.
Dennis Prager?
It might be. President of Prager U. Probably his last name's Prager. Gonna go ahead and take that leap of faith. But yeah, 2 years, well, 2.5 years ago, right before COVID hit, he was on Bill Maher's show talking about how the LGBT community is pushing, you know, there's such thing as pregnant men. Men can have abortions. Men can have periods. Men can have children. Men can do this. And everybody laughed at him. Like, they fucking, like, it was guffaw, hold your gut, point and laugh. Look at the idiot who says this shit. 2.5 years later, where are we at? It's just amazing how, like, when we say, like, this shit is new, it's not really new. It's just this shit's been given a fucking soapbox to stand on. It really has. And I think it's just because people have found out how valuable of a divisive tool it is to wield against a population.
I got to go with that. Because if you're really mad and you're really in to slavery, and that's just what fuels your fucking fire, it stokes you at every turn, get off of something like the 4th of July, because obviously you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Slavery continues in this world. There's over 40 million people still slaves in this country. I can't think off the top of my head. China has some, Indonesia.
You mean world, but yeah, we get your point.
And yeah, in the world. Congo, I think, has some.
A lot in the Middle East. A lot in the Middle East. That doesn't get brought up. Yeah.
But you can promote and fight for injustice of people that are slaves there. The irony of the word slave is its origin. Slaves come from the word Slavs. And the Slavs were white people. You don't read history.
Well, that's what I'm getting at. We've now had three generations who, I mean, it started with our generation, and I'm sure, and Zoomers, we heard it on TV, we heard it in music, we heard it in pop culture, we heard it in, when comedians joked about it and shit, which was like, I don't want to learn that white people history. I don't need to know the white man's history. All that history is white man history. That's his story. That's not our story. That's what history is, his story. All that shit, right? Now, people really believe that shit, so they can just fucking dismiss it out of hand. They don't bother to learn the shit because they go, oh, it's stupid. It's white man history. Why do I need to know that? I'm black man in 2020 or 2022. What the fuck I need to know about dead white men from fucking 1776?
Well, good luck with that attitude. What do you need to know about things that have happened before?
They're right. Mm-mm. No, dude, they're right. They can you can absolutely from cradle to grave function in this fucking in our culture in our society and not know shit about anything that came before you as long as you learn how to just navigate modern society. You don't need to know shit about your history, your people, your fucking traditions, nothing. You can just be a fucking blank slate in our society. What the fuck you think happens when the state comes in and takes a baby from a family? Do you think that they go, okay, now that we're taking the baby from you, how do you want the baby raised? Okay, we'll raise it Catholic. Okay, and would you like it circumcised, or do you want it to have a turtleneck? Hooded knight. Okay, good, wonderful. No. You're not. It's not Burger King. They're not asking what you want. You know what I'm saying?
Unfortunately, Rich, I'm going to disagree with you. They can't get by without it. Because then this happens. You come into 2022 and you go, we're stopping the 4th of July because it's white history.
Okay. There's a difference between me pointing something out that people can do and me saying that it's something I fucking approve of or fucking am rubber stamping. Can we please?
No, you said that.
Hold on. But do we all understand that? Like they can fucking function in society. You say they can't. They don't need it to pay. Who won the war 1812 ain't going to put fucking food on their table when they go to fill out a job app. That's what I'm getting at. And they've learned that lesson. And they've let their fucking, we've let the public school system deteriorate to the point where they don't even stress to the students that it's important you know history. So why the fuck would they even care when their parents are too busy to fucking teach them, and the school doesn't even bother to teach them.
Check this out. Yesterday, my 18-year-old graduate of a public high school who, by the way, did kindergarten through 8 in private school, which is allegedly good education. We drove by a street named Betsy Ross.
Oh, dear God.
No fucking clue. He's like, who's that? He's like, you know who fucking Betsy Ross is? And you got a high school diploma? Yeah, I was like, and I wanted to start bagging on the public high school system. I'm like, but wait, you did like kindergarten through 8th in private school, right? He's like, yeah. I was like, they don't teach you that? He's like, nope.
How do you not know one like, of the Betsy,
fucking like, she literally knitted the first American flag, the one that had the 13 stars on it.
That's the white man's history. That used to be a joke. That's the default setting now. How much more fucking proof do you fucking need? People, how much more bullshit do you need to fucking have shoved down your throat before you go, wait a minute, this ain't fucking steak. This is shit. And it's being shoved down my throat. And what's worse, it's being shoved down your kid's throat.
Like I said, how does he not know that that's one of the Supremes? And it's Diana Ross's sister at that. Come on.
But I'm saying, like, recent high school, which means had a government, an American government class in the last 6 months because he was a senior, does not know who Betsy Ross is. Last time I checked, she was not like Bigfoot. She was an actual person who existed in American history and actually did something. No fucking clue. And I even told him, I even said, that's fourth grade history. I said, that ain't even 12th grade. That is fourth grade history.
Actually,
you know what's funny? Is a big part of our listeners right now, Google Betsy Ross.
For anyone our generation, that ain't fourth grade.
That's like second grade.
No, that's they covered that on like fucking Sesame Street and Electric Company.
Yeah.
That's not bullshit because you had to say preschool. The Pledge of fucking Allegiance.
Yeah, like it's like Schoolhouse Rock. That's preschool shit when we were kids. That's now college level knowledge.
There's plenty of pictures and history about that woman. The only one that sticks in my craw is what Rich said when I learned it at Knee High to a Grasshopper of her sitting in a fucking rocking chair sewing.
Yep.
And because I want y'all to learn it, I want you to look it up and I ain't going to tell you what she did.
And that just blew my – I was just like, wow, dude. Wow.
Well,
and he even said, he's like, they didn't tell me. He had no qualms of being like, I don't know who the fuck that is.
I lived in a neighborhood for a little bit when I was a kid that was built literally right as World War II was. I mean, they literally were naming streets as World War II was coming to an end. So the entire city and the area is named after World War II streets. Normandy, Bismarck. You know what I'm saying? Like Midway. These are all
Dirty Jew. Yep, I get it. Yeah,
ships and battles and et cetera, from World War II. So my brother, who was born on one of these streets, grew up on one of these streets, went to public school in that area. Never did not go to school outside that area.
Let me just went to like Dwight D. Eisenhower Elementary.
No idea that it was World War II anything, and they were related. He's like, why are, like, how is Midway and Bismarck related? And I'm just like, Jesus, dude, you've never even fucking stumbled on a movie description.
Yeah. Have you not ever turned on the History Channel?
And just like,
especially at that time. When it was like the Hitler Channel. That's what the H stood for.
And this is not someone who's like 20 right now. This is someone who's like 30 right now.
Yeah.
You, motherfucker, you grew up with cable still. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can understand if you're like 15 because you probably have only...
That's another thing that blew my mind about my nephew, channels. Right? Smartphone in his hand.
Oh, yeah.
Me and you were probably wired to like when we were 18 and be like, oh, yeah, I know who Betsy Ross is. Well, we'd be looking it up. You know, like, didn't even like try to be like, oh yeah, I know who Betsy Ross is. I didn't even see his thumbs moving. Like, no, I don't know who the fuck that is.
And nor like, do I give a fuck.
Yeah,
yeah, that's the default setting, kind of. But no, I honestly, I've seen it too many times, and I like, look, it's anecdotal, whatever. And sure, yep, I feel this way based on what I've witnessed. That there's no urgency put on learning history. From the public school system that I've seen.
At all.
It teaches you how to not fuck up in the future. Where did we lose this?
Let me put it this way, and then we'll move on. This might put in some perspective. As far as I know, on this network, we've had two teachers on that were at separate times. Both taught history. One is disillusioned, no longer teaches. One is constantly... Like I on social media, like bouncing back and forth between this is the most rewarding job I've ever had and what the fuck am I doing with my life?
Still?
Like serious. It's like the joke from Clerks. Well, what's he do? Oh, he's a high school guidance counselor. Oh, so his life has no meaning. You know what I'm saying? It's like you're a high school history teacher. Your life has no meaning. You might as well get up there and go, wah, 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 wah. Like when we talk sports in front of Jess.
Exactly. Yeah, they don't want to know the semantics, the exact semantics of history. They just want the outline. World War II, Nazi Germany bad, Hitler bad. We beat Hitler. The end.
Well, I told you right around. I told you about how when they were here.
Hey, you want the outline from the 20th century? America kicks ass.
I told you about how like a couple months ago here on NPR they were like, you know, hyping up this fucking, because they're to the point of their bullshit. That they admit that critical race theory exists. They admit it's being fucking taught to teachers, but they don't admit yet that it's being taught to students via the teachers that are being taught about it. Then why are you having teachers fucking learn it? So they can not teach it? Huh?
The funniest part about all of this.
But no, real quick. Sorry, go ahead. Whatever. Fuck it. I lost my train of thought. Go ahead. You interrupt me. Shit.
Go. I'm so glad I don't live with Chris. I would get a fucking bottle at the side of the head. The funniest thing about all of this, man, is that people don't even know why our country's called America. They don't even know who it's named after. They just know that it's not for them.
Amerigo Vespucci?
That's who it was.
again, that was like second grade. I learned that on like my like second or third Columbus Day in school.
Christopher Columbus never discovered America. He thought he was still in India.
Yeah.
Motherfucker never even stepped foot here. He was in the Bahamas.
That's why the West Indies are called the West Indies, because he thought he was in fucking India.
Yeah, he was. Then he traveled to Haiti and Dominican Republic. Anyways, America Vespucci in 1509, I think it was, came over and was like, he was on crack, because this ain't India. So, nah, America's. North, Central, and South.
Okay. So, we've covered the Supreme Court kicking abortion back to the states, or banning abortion, depending on how much you want to work yourself up into a fucking frothing fucking level of pissed off. How July 4th is a white holiday. Fuck it. Stay in the political realm, kind of. Chris, you brought this story up. Let's AOC.
Well, yeah, she wants to impeach, what was it, Kavanaugh and whoever else.
Amy Barrett.
ACB, who said that,
another bad creation. No, that's ABC. Yeah, another right? bad creation.
Who said that, yeah, they wouldn't, overturn Roe v. Wade if they were, approved for the, not approved, ratified, whatever.
Approved.
Yeah, approved for the Supreme Court. And now AOC's talking about we should impeach these people because they lied. And first thing I thought was like, okay, so politician, you want to impeach other politicians for saying something to make sure that they got their job of being a politician? You sure you want to set this precedent? Because I bet if we went through with a fine-tooth comb over the shit you said to get your job, bet we could find a little bit of half-truths. But again, like, is she dumb? Does she not know what her job is? If we're going to start holding people accountable for the shit they said to get their job or to get appointed or to get elected, Washington's going to be pretty fucking empty. And that's really all I wanted to say. Like, really? We're going to do this. You want to start holding people's feet to the fire for this? Well, I said it before this show. Well, then you better be ready for when it's turned on you. Because if I'm somebody that voted for you, where's that fucking Green New Deal? Huh? That shit ain't been passed. You're about to be isn't she a two-term congressperson at this point? There's a lot of shit you ran on.
She's got
to
be running for a third now.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit you ran on that ain't happened. So, I mean, be careful what you wish for. Fuckface.
Well, I think one of the most interesting aspects that's being kind of lost in this is the fact that they didn't overturn Roe v. Wade. So they didn't lie about that. And if she wants to get pissy and get a sandy vagina about, you're playing wordplay. Yeah, bitch. And you're a politician and they're judges, which means they were trained and educated as lawyers. What the fuck do you think being a lawyer and a judge is? Using language and manipulating it to get the outcome you want. That depends on what your definition of is.
Yeah.
And that guy up in court.
Yeah, guess what? He was a lawyer.
That was Bill Clinton. Did you have sex? I did not have sexual relations with that woman. And this is how he fucking just got out of just being fucked, because he had given a deposition in a previous fucking trial, and he let the defense define sexual relations, and the court allowed it. So using that definition, oral sex wasn't sexual relations. So based on that legal precedent, he did not have sex with her because all she did was suck his dick.
Depends on what your definition of is.
These are the people that run our country. These are the people that make the decisions for us. Stop voting for these fucking morons. Find better fucking people. Demand them. You idiots that vote, demand better fucking people to vote for. I don't know what else to tell you.
Well, there's other people on the ballot. That's what we always forget. There's more than DNR on these ballots, and we just always vote for DNR. Like I said, last election, I voted for L.
I'm dead serious. This is how I kind of feel. I feel if you're going to vote, I say fuck it. Go in. Anybody who's an incumbent, first of all, don't vote Democrat or Republican. Anybody who's an incumbent?
Oh, the first few times I voted, that's exactly what I did. Whoever's the incumbent, I'm voting the opposite. I don't give a fuck what party. Incumbent? No.
Maybe that is the one recourse that voting will give you. If voting does fucking matter whatsoever and the outcome can be decided by people, maybe if we start overturning politicians, like we change underwear, maybe I don't think shit will change, but if people can't get their hooks into something and sit there for 20, 30 years fucking building inroads and fucking pipelines to grift money to them, then we won't have the fucking, generational issues we have with politicians. How many politicians sit in office for 40, 50 fucking years and do nothing?
I bet you if you had to tell AOC she had to go back to being a bartender tomorrow, she'd kill herself.
Oh, her OnlyFans would be fire by fucking midnight tonight.
That's true.
She'd have her butthole spread and something up her fucking stink star, dude. In 6 hours, I'm telling you. And hey, I wouldn't pay for it, but I know the site to go to fire. She got big teeth. That's all right. I put something past them big teeth.
She'd be like, what? I have to go back to making $60,000 a year? And she'd throw herself off the Empire State Building.
And I'm thinking $60,000 a year, and you're a fucking bartender, and you're bitching. Then I realize you're in New York, where median fucking rent is like $3,200 a month for a fucking room the size of half the studio.
Yeah. $60,000 in Detroit, you're upper middle class.
As long as you're not in the hipster part of Detroit,
oh, yeah.
You could own a whole block for $60,000 and have money left over. Shit. Yeah,
you guys are talking about the thing I've been preaching on this forever. Yeah, you're going to go vote? Good. Go vote. I hope it makes you feel better, because it ain't going to matter a damn.
To be honest with you, there's too much fuckery. Too much fuckery. That's not a subject I want to get into. Just we get closer to the fucking midterm elections, maybe we can do a dive into it. But like every time there's an election, the first thing you hear from the party who won is this was the cleanest election that's ever been run in the history of the United States. That's impossible.
Which I'm
sorry. Oh, no, not like that, Rich.
Which I'm not trying to get all January 6th on you, but I really think if they put a magnifying glass on the 2020 election, they would find like everyone had ballots mailed to them. There was nothing that could prove that you didn't vote twice.
Charlie LaDuff, who for people down initiated, Charlie LaDuff is a reporter who was born and raised here in Detroit. Nationally, he's worked for Fox and a couple other news organizations. He lives in Detroit proper. He received, I think he said, 4 or 5 mail-in ballots to vote for people who've been dead or haven't lived in the house that he lives in the city of Detroit, for 25, almost 30 years, something like that. He's like, these people have been dead for 3 decades. So, and when he wrote about it, you know, people like in the comment section, what did you do? And he goes, I sent them back. And they said, yeah, but what if you hadn't sent them back? What if you'd have filled them out and sent them in? He goes, I don't know. I'm sure people did that. It's not like they can't, like, I just put return to sender or, you know, deceased or whatever, put them back in the mailbox.
Yeah.
There are 3 people that used to live in this house who have been the one who passed away the most recent was in 2011. They all got one. I threw them all out.
Yeah.
My grandmother, who's been dead since 1998. My aunt, who's been dead since 2012. My uncle, who's been dead since 2011. They all got a fucking ballot.
Now, here's my question to anyone who's doubting that there's any fuckery behind these ballots, these mail-in ballots, how they turn up for people who haven't been, drawing breath for over a decade, whatever. Do you really think the same type of people who allow themselves to get so worked up about someone disagreeing with them online that they call the police and have a SWAT team kick open their door and possibly kill those people? Do you think those people aren't above trying to cheat to win an election? If someone goes, They might call the cops to have someone kill somebody, but cheating in an election, that's a bridge too far.
And I feel like I've made this point a million times. So Russia just fucked up the 2016 election, gave it up in 2020.
Started in 2016, retired in 2016.
Yeah.
Yes. Showed up for like, it'd be like if like.
So which is it? They either fuck with our elections or they don't. Well, because we had this witch hunt because we didn't like how the 2016 election turned out. And now because we apparently, or I should say, the people who are writing the narratives like how the election turned out in 2020.
Is the cleanest election ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, really?
Really?
2000 was the cleanest election ever, according to Bush and his camp. 2008, 2012, I mean, the Obama stole the election. People were just, that was straight up sour grapes. Everyone knew that.
here's the thing, though.
We know you just don't like Darkey as president. We get it.
When I said that I was bagging on that forever, it wasn't their votes. I don't care. They could have a squeaky clean election. People could show up, vote, have it tattooed on their fucking hand, and have 100% no fraud. Does not matter. Once people get in there, they sell your fucking vote. They promise you the world. They promise you that you're going to get abortions legalized or not, or whatever your thing is. But as soon as that money hits the table, it's...
Again, not trying to pick on you.
What now?
Why in your mid-40s are you all of a sudden surprised by this?
Because I was stupid. I believed in America. I believed in all of its processes.
Yeah, but
I'm a historian.
But we've had capitalism the whole time.
I'm a historian, bruh. Yeah, people didn't get this greedy.
We've had capitalism. But capitalism, the whole principles of capitalism have never changed. It goes to the highest bidder. We've had capitalism the entire time.
I understand what you're saying, bruh. But what I'm saying is people in history didn't get this greedy. And that's just the true facts. They didn't.
Based on what? Your opinion?
No, I had this argument with you before, and
you gave me nothing with your opinion. I recall this conversation.
No, you do not. Just stop smoking weed so you can recall it all. I showed you, and I'm going to tell you one more time. In history, people cared. The New Deal.
Your opinion. Everything you're saying right now is your opinion.
It is not. That's fact. Have you not looked at the New Deal?
In history, people cared. That statement is your opinion.
Oh, my God. Okay. So when Abraham Lincoln went down to Gettysburg, stood out on a field, and gave the Gettysburg Address, that was because he didn't care?
If you're on his opposition side, correct. It's a matter of opinion. It's your opinion.
It's a historical fact, brah.
That is
a historical fact. It happened.
You saying that people used to care is your opinion. How can you not understand that? It's your opinion of how things used to be. It's your opinion of how things used to be. How do you not understand this?
I'm going to tell you. If it was my opinion.
If you're going to tell me your opinion, if you're going to back up your opinion with another opinion, you're not backing it up.
If it was just my opinion, I would have zero facts to tell you.
You have zero facts. You keep backing it up with your opinion. You're not giving me facts.
Abraham Lincoln stood and gave a Gettysburg Address. That is a fact.
Okay.
Sir?
Okay.
It doesn't back up what you're saying.
Okay. He's. Hold on. No one is arguing that he didn't give the Gettysburg Address. I don't understand why that point needs to be made for three times. I think what is being challenged is you're basically going, his intent when he gave the address was to show that he cared. My guess is Chris is going, there's no fucking way you know what another person fucking is thinking.
Yeah.
You're taking a guess. So can you guys, if you're going to argue, can you argue about the same fucking subject, please? Thank you.
I read the Gettysburg Address over and over. I memorized half of it. The man cared. You don't say that shit.
That's your opinion.
At least he's a little bit warmer.
Just saying. It happened. Today, they don't care. Not even a little bit. And if you want to call it my opinion, have at it.
Based on what?
That's for you again. Based on the way they run this country. Based on the fact that they'll say one thing when they get behind closed doors and the money hits the table, they do the.
And my
exact
whole thing
opposite.
Is like, dude, that shit ain't new. Why are you in your mid-40s all of a sudden clutching your pearls?
It is new.
It's not.
It is.
Really?
It's not new to our generation.
Selling out to the highest bidder is a new concept?
Yes.
I've been alive 43 years. It's been a concept the entire existence.
It started in the Reagan era, and it's been that way ever since.
Really? So math wasn't a thing before the Reagan era?
Oh, I'm going to knock you out.
wanting to have more than what you started with was
what people in this country. This is the problem with public schooling, private schooling, any schooling. Learn your fucking history.
I am, and you're giving your opinion. You are everything.
This is not my fucking opinion. Okay. If you would read history, you would understand.
Got it.
You know it all. You're smart. I am stupid.
Not even a little bit. But if you would read it, you would understand. People in this country were right.
Based on what? Based on what? Based on what? People in this country were right based on what?
The upper elite was white male.
Based on what?
On history, brah.
Everything you're saying is your opinion.
Until 2008, we did not have any other color president than white. Got it? Any other question?
What point are you proving?
Let me get to it. Everybody,
we're going on 10 minutes. You're going to get to it soon?
Everybody in this country was right. It was a white man's elite club. They didn't need to take the bribes, brah. They didn't need to. It was a white elite club. Then they freed the slaves. Then they had immigration. Then the country started getting more and more and more diverse.
So you think corruption came with diversity?
Yeah, most definitely did.
How? I want you to back up. I want you to back up that point.
Oh my God!
Opinion.
Okay. Well, hold on. Because, okay. So, corruption came with diversity. What about diversity made corruption?
Okay.
Made corruption so possible. Let's start with that.
I'll go with this. Take for instance JFK, President Kennedy, came from a very wealthy family. Okay, I'm going to show you how history repeats itself. Take President George W. Bush. One more again. Very wealthy family. Those people don't have to be quote-unquote corrupt. They don't have to be bribed to go a certain way. Just like President Trump, a wealthy white businessman, doesn't have to be paid for the way he wants shit done. They have money. They have all the life of luxury. There's no need to take a bribe. So when you get the people that come over,
so and what you
start generations
following your bouncing ball, the Kennedys and the Trumps and the Bushes are all on the up and up, and every decision you just said they don't have to take a bribe.
They don't. This is why when JFK was president, it wasn't as bad. Corruption and bribery wasn't as bad then.
How? Based on what?
Oh my! I just told you. I quit.
No, you didn't. You did. Based on what? It's your opinion. Give me facts.
Upper elite. They had their own fucking money. That's why when President Kennedy started to go, no, we are not going to war with Vietnam. No, we are not having missiles over there in Cuba. No. People were like, John, hush. I will not hush. We are not doing it, John.
Okay, well,
shut up.
Well, shitting on your own point, the entire Bush administration, because they did the opposite of everything you just said. They said, yeah, we're going to war. Yeah, we're doing this. And George Bush still sucks air.
You know neither of you arguing in good faith. You know this, right? I
gave that up.
I don't know what the fuck point Earl was trying to make.
I gave that up a while ago when I keep asking him to give me not opinions.
When it was completely white controlled.
I get what you're okay. Listen to me. If your assertion is that because rich old white men were in charge, so they didn't need to be corrupt because they were just getting their way all the time, their history is full of precedents to prove that fucking assertion wrong.
It's not that it's wrong, Rich. There's an exception to every rule, sir.
Well, the exception isn't the rule. It's in your statement.
Even in a mostly homogenous society, whether it be culturally, ethnically, religiously, and I'm talking like, you know, Asian cultures, Japan, culture.
Look at it this way. AOC, you guys were talking about.
No, hold on. Dude, okay, hold on. No, because I'm going to make my fucking point, and then you can fucking ignore it and talk about what you want to talk about like you're going to do anyways. Because I'm fucking, this is bullshit, okay? No, dude. A homogenized society has as much corruption in it as a fucking society that is quote-unquote diverse. So I don't understand why diversity is bringing corruption. I don't understand why you're focused on old white people. We get it. Duh. That's who the fuck this country was set up for. There's been almost 250 years of fighting, bitching, complaining, scratching and clawing to get away from it. So what is the fucking point of all this?
I'm trying to show you. AOC, okay? She's not white. She's not male. You guys were joking about it just a second ago. She made 60-something thousand as a fucking bartender. If she had to go back, porno, right? That's my fucking point. She'll say anything she can to stay in Congress. She'll tell you she will.
And my whole point, that shit ain't new. Why do you think this is a new that shit was around since before you were even a twinkle in your daddy's eye.
Okay, but then
wait a second. Let me set Chris right. I'm not saying it's new. I said greed wasn't as bad back then.
But that's an opinion. That is your opinion. You can't back it up. It's your opinion.
I just fucking
No, you didn't. It's your everything you're backing, everything you say to back up that point is conjecture by the literal fucking definition in the dictionary. It is all a point.
And the white elite has their fucking money. They can vote their opinion. They can vote their opinion a hell of a lot more than taking a bribe from somebody. Today, they can't. AOC needs that bribe.
Tell me how.
Because if she does it, she's going back to New York and making fucking pornos.
Prove that.
You do it. You guys are the one who said it.
I'm saying everything you're saying is an opinion, dude. You can't prove everything.
That's fine. It's all my opinion. And that's great. I'll give you it. It's all my opinion. Cool. But it's a really fucking good one.
Like, it's all relative. And again, what you just... Your statement right there. That's an opinion. You think what you just said is a really good fucking point. That is an opinion.
Prove me wrong, homie. How about that?
Everything you just said is conjecture. That's...
Prove it wrong, though.
Okay.
You said it's an opinion, and there's no
fact. Yeah, with this sentence, it's all... It's all relative. Relative. It's
fine.
Okay.
Prove it wrong.
It's all right. Yeah, right there. It's all relative. It's relative to your opinion. It's relative to anybody's opinion of.
So, do you have a different opinion? If you have a different opinion, let me hear it and tell me your facts. Sir.
I'm not trying to back up facts with my opinion. You're the one trying to do that.
Okay, well, then tell me your side with your opinion.
I'm not trying to make the point. You are. You're the one making the crazy-ass point. You're the one who has to prove it. I don't have to prove your point. You do. You haven't proven shit. You've proven you have an opinion.
Okay. I have an opinion.
Like, do you want dialogue or do you want to be right? I think you just want to be right.
I'm not. It's not about being right, Hoss. It's not. It's about knowing the history of our country, bro. That's how this whole argument started. If you don't know the history.
As someone who is just sitting here listening to this, this is how I'm perceiving this situation. Chris is arguing that you are making assertions and assigning your assumptions to people as their intent. That's what he's arguing about. You're arguing about stuff. Well, no, it's factual. Abraham Lincoln gave the Gettysburg Address. That's a fact, bruh. I don't think either of you would argue.
No one's disputing that.
Yes. I don't understand what this argument is about. Because Earl, if your point is you feel corruption is worse now, you feel that way. Can you quantifiably give anybody numbers, anything? I mean,
yes,
you could.
I could show you.
Okay.
After the crash of 1929, the stock market crashed.
Mm-hmm.
The New Deal came in, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the country
prospered. I know, I had a grandfather in the 3C camps. Yeah, let's go. Come on. We can speed this up.
All right. When the stock market crashed again in 2008, we're in a huge inflation problem right now. Do you see the difference?
This has nothing to do with 08, what's going on right now.
My point is, do you see the difference?
No, you've not illustrated it at all.
What is the difference you're trying...
There was somebody who cared. People to see. There was somebody who cared. There was somebody that helped the American people back in 33.
Okay. Your opinion. Now, what he did, what the New Deal did, was it set up a lot of fail safes and checks and balances in the American financial system. So what happened in 1929 didn't happen again. You could call it he cared. I would call it. We'll go into we'll speak your language, which you've been speaking for the last fucking 20 minutes. I would call it a bunch of rich old guys trying to look out for their interests. So what just happened to them didn't happen again. I wouldn't call that caring. I'd call that people looking out for themselves. But you call that caring, and that is my point. You call that caring. I call it people looking out for their best interests. And my whole point is, it's all fucking relative.
But it isn't, sir. Okay. It isn't. They didn't look out for their best interest.
Really? So the FDIC being formed to protect the banks isn't a bunch of rich people looking out for their own best interests?
They didn't protect their best interest and their bank interest and step on the people to do it. They did in 2008. Here we sit in 2020 as your freaking proof.
No, we didn't. What happened fucking 14 years ago has nothing. All of what's happening right now is all of, first of all, I don't know if you heard of this thing that happened 2 years ago that fucking stopped world commerce. It was called COVID-19. And the inflation that's happening now is from fucking all the money that was fucking put out in the economy for the last 2 years. How the fuck does this relate to the economy collapsing in 2008? Go.
You got to be kidding me.
I didn't ask.
I quit.
Okay. Exactly. You have nothing to say. I asked you to explain it. You insulted me. Insults are the refuge of somebody who doesn't have a fucking point.
You've got to read. I can't. Every time I do,
I asked you to explain it to me, and you made fun of me. Explain it to me, person who knows.
33, when they did it, okay, when they fixed the issue.
I'm asking how 2022 relates to 2008, and you're telling me about 1933.
In 2008,
answer the fucking question that was asked. Okay, not the question that, not the answer you want to give. Answer the question that was asked.
What did they do to fix the problem in 2008?
The Dodd-Frank Act.
Which was? Which
was rolled back, which it doesn't matter.
Did it create jobs? Did the country prosper? Was everybody secure?
Well, until 2020, yeah.
No, until 2018, when COVID hit.
COVID hit in 2020.
Ended at the 2019. At the end of 2019.
Now you're just, again, you want to answer questions you want to answer. Because now you're not living in a factual world. Now you're not living in a factual world. March 2020, fuckface. I can give you a fucking date because I got laid off from a job. March 2020. Early 2020. February 2020 is when it landed in the United States.
Very good. So. Was the country secure enough to survive it? Was any fail-safes put in?
It's still here, right? It didn't go anywhere. America is not insolvent.
And we're not surviving it at all.
I get your opinion. We're all still here.
Yeah, barely scraping by.
Your opinion. That is your opinion.
My situation, bruh.
That is your opinion. There are plenty of people. The last 2 years have been a boon for them. Your opinion. What's happening to you is not what's happening to everybody else.
Booming time with this and taking rockets and flying into the space. Yes, I'm aware.
Really? I know people who own small businesses who the last 2 years have been great for them. They're not big corporations. They're people who got fucking kids and shit.
An exception to the rule, not the rule.
Okay. So you just shit on your own point. You know that, right?
An exception to the rule is not the rule. That's not shitting on my point.
Everything you're saying is your opinion, dude.
And I'm good with that. I've conceded that. It's my opinion.
Then stop arguing so passionately for it that it's right. If you are good with it, it's your opinion, then you should have moved on a half a fucking hour ago.
I'm not arguing with you that I'm right. Okay. I'm telling you how I feel and what I see from history. You're telling me it's my opinion, and I'm saying, okay, well, if you feel I'm wrong, say so.
I don't know if you need a dictionary, but how you feel is literally the definition of your opinion.
Okay, and if you feel I'm wrong, say so, and then give your
I'm trying to, and you don't want to hear it. It's like talking to a wall. When I tell you to give actual fact, when I tell you to back up what you're saying with actual facts.
And I have.
No, okay. You answer with more opinion and insults, which to me is it's somebody who can't, and you don't have a point.
It's not an opinion, bro. Okay, when I I'm tell done, you dude. That in 33 they had a new deal that made this country prosper for 70 years, that's a fact. We went into a huge industrial age. Fact. In 2008, when it happened again, after they took off all the restrictions, after they opened it up and made people who are greedy and, need it, like AOC, then in 2020, March of 2020, as you stated so clearly, when the country collapsed because of a fucking pandemic, there was no fail-safe.
Yeah, there was.
Those are your faith.
You know how the you know how the banks didn't collapse? You know how we didn't have a second Great Depression? That was exactly the result of the shit that happened in 1933. The FDIC was a direct result of the Great Depression. The FDIC was put in place so the banks wouldn't fail again, Mr. History Major. Mm-hmm. Everything, if you have money in a bank, your deposit, anything you have up to $10,000 is insured in case that happens again, so the banks don't fail and the economy, and the bottom doesn't fall out of the economy.
Okay, and how does that relate to they cared then and they don't now?
You tell me, person who's been making this point for 45 fucking minutes.
Earl, okay, look, dude, okay. This is going nowhere. Okay, you guys got to stop chasing your own fucking tails. I'm going to give you one last fucking shot here. Chris, let him fucking speak. I want to see if he can make this coherent. I'm not going to sit here and wait for you to make one point and then attack that point. I'm not going to ask questions in bad faith. I'm going to ask you, what is the point that you're trying to get at? Because I have no idea at this point. Is it that they care? Politicians, you feel care more back then than they do now? Is that your point? Because once again, okay, then what is your point?
They are more greedy today than they were then.
So they care less today than they do back then. Because they care more about lining their pockets.
Exactly.
Okay.
And not just lying.
Who disagrees with that on this podcast? That right. Politicians don't give a fuck.
That's my whole thing. This all came from like how in your early 40s are you all of a sudden like astounded by this?
That's a dick move though. Let's be honest. Not everybody's fucking on our timeline. Not everybody's on fucking your timeline, my timeline. Not everybody's on his timeline.
Fair. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll take the dick move label.
But. You do got to fucking understand that, like, you're going, oh, wow, have you discovered this thing called pussy? And to people who are like John and Kate plus eight going, yeah, I just once or twice might have ran across it.
No, not at all. I totally, I think I got capsized by Chris's questioning.
Stop attacking me.
I'm not attacking you.
Dude, you ask questions in bad faith. You ask questions to set up gotcha moments and then go, what? And act innocent. Come on, dude. Come on. Don't play that shit.
Hey, just answer the fucking question.
But, all right. Okay.
No. There's an answer.
Learn to accept an answer that you don't like.
If you would have done that fucking 40 minutes ago, dude, we would have moved on.
Honestly, it took me 40 minutes to get to the point where I'm like, does he have a point? Or are you guys just arguing to argue at this point? Because
it made for good pop.
What is your point?
Jessica just ask that. A bucket of popcorn this whole time.
I'm just sitting back wondering if I get two Christmases now.
Well, anyways, okay. So now that we've went back and round and round and up and down and holy shit, I've been on acid trips that went less places than that last 40 minutes.
I feel like Ted in that episode of Scrub when he's like, he's baiting me.
Bait each other. Yeah. You motherfuckers love it. And that's fine. Like, but it's like, you both are going, you're not playing fair. And I'm like, you're not even playing the same game. You're arguing about different shit. He's arguing about fucking the validity of fucking, well, I feel that he gave the speech because he cared. And you're like, he's a politician. What the fuck you think a politician does? He gives speeches. And I'm just like, I don't think they're arguing about it. I don't think anyone's arguing about that.
I fucking yelled Uno, and Chris is like, it's spades, motherfucker.
Yeah, it was me. So
no.
At this point, yeah.
No.
To move on, I'll take the blame. Fine.
One was playing spades, one was playing euchre. Same fucking
principle.
It's the
same game, yeah. It's just more cards. It's the whole deck.
I got the left and right. I don't give a shit. I'm going alone.
Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.
All right, we got one more subject that our most quiet member of the podcast tonight.
I actually, before we transition into that, and if we don't want to go backwards, that's completely fine. But I did have a question that I wanted to pose about the AOC thing before things got out of hand.
Okay.
With her calling for the impeachment of Brett Kavanaugh and Amy Barnett, because they said that they weren't going to challenge Roe versus Wade, or because they said they agreed with the ruling of Roe versus Wade. What happens in if, I mean, obviously they got into diving into it and they found something that they disagreed with. They found something that made this decision something that it wasn't just them, that six of them were able to say, like, no, this, we have to overturn this based on the Constitution, based on other capstone cases that may have happened since the last time Roe v. Wade was overturned, or not overturned, since the last time Roe v. Wade was challenged was in the 90s. And, you know, I mean, a lot of rulings, a lot of cases could have happened at that point that they were like, no, if we've said this and that we have this solidified in the Constitution, then we would have to, by default, overturn Roe v. Wade. How would that be a grounds for impeachment to get into it and start diving into it to... Do y'all see what I'm saying?
Yeah, the grounds for impeachment, I believe, would have to be that they lied under oath. So,
but what if they didn't?
Well, that's what I'm saying. This is where you're dealing with people who went to law school, they passed the bar, they practiced as lawyers, they became judges. Now they're the highest judges in the land. One of them, the Chief Justice. They're not going to get caught up in wordplay, because depending on how the question was worded. If the question was worded like, do you have any intent, do you have any plan to challenge or overturn Roe v. Wade? And if they say no, but then they say, but when I reviewed the case upon further review, new things were brought to light that changed my mind.
New shit has come to light.
Yes. It's very Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
But... So are they just supposed to be like, in her mind, are they just supposed to default back to like, no, there's an obvious issue in this case, in Roe v. Wade, but I did say that I wasn't going to do anything against it. So I'm just going to have to ignore this flaw that I see in this ruling.
I heard the actual thing is, it all relates to the 14th Amendment. And that's really what they're allegedly, that's what it gets at here. Like, it's got nothing to do with women and women's rights. And the 14th Amendment says it prohibits the states from depriving any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. So, I mean, that's...
So, do y'all know why Roe v. Wade was brought in front of the Supreme Court?
No, but I feel as a person with a vagina, you should tell us. No, for...
No. Well, I had to dive to find this because it's all just emotional talking points, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what happened is there was a Planned Parenthood in Mississippi, and the doctor there that performs the abortions was challenging the state. His name was Dobbs, I believe. I'll go confirm that in a minute. But he was challenging the state, saying that they should not be able to tell him that he can't perform abortions past 15 weeks. And he sued the state because of that. And lower state kept just tabling it. And so it kept going and going and going as it does. And it made it to the Supreme Court. So it's not just like everyone wants to act like this is just an emotional decision. This is just one of those, Jesus says no. And it wasn't. It had to be reopened. And in order to uphold the state's decision to not allow this doctor to perform abortions past 15 weeks, they also, that it was a domino effect, that they also had to go in and review Roe v. Wade, and whatever they found, and I have not been able to find that, it may not have been released yet, I don't know, I don't know if we'll ever know, but whatever they found, what they had to, in order to make that ruling, for the state, they had to overturn Roe v. Wade.
Like I said, I'm still trying to wrap my mind, because you brought up a very good point, and I'm just like, everything you described, I don't think there's precedent to try to have someone impeached because they lied under oath. Because ultimately, if the defense is, when I gave the answer I did under oath, that was what I meant at the time. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like,
depends on what your definition of is.
Well, it's not just that, but to me, AOC and everything that's going on, this is all very performative to just fucking to fire up her base.
Mm-hmm.
And to hopefully win pissed off women who are like, you know, this is bullshit. Bunch of old men deciding my shit. Which, by the way, it wasn't all old white men who decided. In fact, if you go back and look at the makeup of the Supreme Court, 50 years ago, it was all old white men who basically made abortion so you could have it in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't all old white men who fucking kicked it back to the States. So I guess, I mean, never let the facts get in the way of a good narrative.
Well, and all these people, too, are the Supreme Court is a dead institution and everyone needs to. What are they going to do on Monday when a black chick gets installed? Because Breyer retires at the end of this week and what's her name? Kenji Brown starts Monday.
I have no idea.
Or Ketanji Brown or whatever the fuck.
One thing that I do love that has been brought up that has been swept under the rug, which I did mean to bring up before we got sidetracked there. There's a bunch of people fucking throwing it out there like, hey, for all this fucking Ruth Bader Ginsburg worship, pretty much you can put this at her feet. If she hadn't let her fucking ego and her bullshit fucking legacy cloud her judgment, she could have retired under Obama and he could have replaced her. And I'm like, I mean, show me where the lie's at. It's the truth. The woman had cancer for how many fucking years and knew it?
And who wants to work till they're 92? Like, for real. Like, I'm setting up to as soon as I hit 55. Like, peace out. Done.
This is, that's the type, see, that's my problem. That's the type of people you can't trust. Those are people who aren't doing what they're doing because of greed. Those are people who aren't doing what they're doing because of clout. They're doing it because they are like power vampires. They feed on power.
I don't care what my job is. When I'm getting under two decades left of sucking air, we're chilling.
That's right. what I'm saying. Like, so that's just an interesting thing that I'm like, wow, that's not being covered at all, except for very niche corners of more right-leaning media. And I'm just like, it's a valid criticism. And you know what? If this is how the game is going to be played from here on out, and we're going to stack the court, you know, different politicians representing different parties are going to stack the court accordingly, then this is now part of political strategy, and you better fucking adjust to it.
Well, I always argue with stacking the court, because at least with how the Supreme Court's set up, like, Trump didn't give RGB cancer, right? Like, he didn't fucking kill whoever the other fucking one that died, right? Like, it's what happened. They die while you're in power. You get to fucking appoint a new one.
Or they step down, but how very few times has that happened? Especially supposedly if people are worried about, well, we want to make sure that we get a replacement in there.
Well, Trump got to do two. They're getting one, right? They already got one. Breyer's stepping down.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Why the fuck did no one go to Ginsburg and go, you know, like salt and sugar kick your ass and your hair's falling out from chemo. Maybe you should step down. Let us fucking appoint somebody.
Yeah.
No. I still got, I can make it. I got a couple of seasons left. Like, seriously, bitch, just go watch the Golden Girls. Okay. We got this. There's a Murder She Wrote fucking marathon on, ho. Go sit down and watch that. Like, once again, shit that is buried, and it's like all of this could have been fucking avoided. But no, it's more important to get your hero worship in, because I see the profile pictures with her little doily thing that she wore around her neck that says, "I will resist." Okay, you resist, sweetheart. Sure.
You know she resists now? Breathing.
Well, I mean, I'm just gonna say this: all the women going, "We're gonna have an embargo on sex. No more sex for men." All the men pretty much took a look at y'all and said, okay, we're good with it.
Well, I gotta
We're not losing solid tens here.
I'm over 40 and I got an internet connection. Be all right.
Yeah. fucking some of these hogs make jerking off look like a fucking vision quest. Jesus Christ. Anyways.
Hey, Rich, I got a serious question for you.
Oh, boy.
Other than Ruth, I agree with you there. She should have stepped out. Anyways. Being a Supreme Court justice, what work do they actually do? Other than sit and go, yeah.
They preside over cases?
Yeah.
They select what cases they're going to hear argued before them, make rulings on them.
Dude, come on now. Like,
et cetera,
don't act like they don't do things.
They don't. They sit. They talk.
You can,
they get up. Okay. They go to bed.
You could track what they do, dude. They make rulings every fucking day. They hear cases every fucking day.
the most pretentious people I've ever met, like insufferably pretentious, have used this term, but like, no, I still can't bring myself to use it. Anyways, last subject. Jess, go ahead, take it away.
All right. So we have been talking a little bit about the January 6th hearings, which I thought were done. I thought they were like suspending them until July, but then they had another like a surprise hearing, and they brought in this girl, Cassidy Hutchinson, and she got up and she testified about Trump's actions on the day of the January 6th insurrection. And what she had to say about it, one of the things she had to say about it, she talked a lot about different conversations between her and Rudy Giuliani and different staff of the White House. Cassidy Hutchinson was a White House aide. And she gave this account of Trump in the back seat of the car, the Beast, as they call it, that he rode in, when he was wanting, according to her, he was wanting to go to the Capitol, and Secret Service, who was driving him, told him, no, we have to go back to the West Wing. And Trump became enraged and reached up and grabbed the steering wheel, or reached for the steering wheel. He lunged for the steering wheel, was actually her words. And one of the other Secret Service members grabbed his hand. So with his other hand, he apparently lunged towards the other Secret Service agent and went for his clavicle. And
who is he, fucking Liam Neeson?
I'm thinking Spock. What's he gonna give him, a nerve pinch?
Well, I guess what I'm getting at is like
Steven Seagal shit.
She did not witness this, right? Didn't she? Like, isn't she saying somebody told her this happened?
Yes, and honest to God, y'all remember me talking about the Johnny Depp case? And if I learned anything off that Johnny Depp case, I have learned that what she is saying is hearsay.
Well, yeah. Period. Well, isn't it like law 101? Like, you can't be like, you can't be sworn in and be like, well, so-and-so told me this happened. They'd be like, get the fuck off the stand. If you didn't fucking see it, you're a terrible witness.
Yeah, 101. I heard objection, hearsay.
Right, exactly. And there are other Secret Service agents who are talking about how the Beast, this car that he was in, was made up. And they're saying that he could not have reached through the window. There's actually an article on Business Insider, I'll forward it to the chat, where they're talking about, they literally say, because of his girth, he would not be able to make it to reach the steering wheel. He wouldn't have been able to get himself through to do the things that Cassidy Hutchinson is saying that he did, unless he was a contortionist, to which they said, and he was no contortionist. Like,
Donnie, take the wheel.
Say, he's kind of not one of the most limber presidents we've ever had.
Why?
No, he's in his late 70s, okay. And he's going to go up against the fucking Secret Service?
All right, right. Like, all right. So, I mean, like, there's so much here that's like, okay. So I'm assuming this is some sort of armored limo that he's traveling in of some sort.
Yeah, it's the thing he took around the track.
So the
Beast.
The SUV? The SUV limo?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. The Beast, as he called it.
All right. I highly doubt he's sitting with his back to the glass that is directly separating him and the driver. He's probably in the last seat. That's a stretch limo. That means he got up out of his seat, walked to the glass, reached through the glass. You see what I'm getting at?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All while the limousine was moving.
Questionably in shape, 70-something, almost 80-something-year-old man.
Who likes fast food.
It somehow muscled his way past Secret Service people and was that much of a danger to grabbing the wheel. I just, like, I understand it. Is it possible? Yes. Yes, it's possible. And theoretical physics will tell you, Earl, you're going to love this line. It's from JFK, that an elephant can dangle off a cliff holding on to a dandelion by its tail. But your common fucking sense will tell you something different. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Let's talk about the political theater of this.
It's like we were talking about with the Roe v. Wade. The responses to that on the internet have been hysterical. People believe this. They believe it. And it's just like...
Because they want
to. Do you have no discernment? She gave other testimony that I listened to with her talking about that he was angry at the size of the Save America speech that he gave. And that he was arguing with Secret Service, I don't care, to stop turning people away with weapons. Let them in. Just let them all in.
Yeah, because okay. I'm not here to hurt me.
Yeah, I did hear that. Yeah, he was giving a speech and Secret Service is like, well, these people have weapons. And he's like, oh, they're not bringing them to hurt me. Which, I mean.
I kind of believe. I can't see him saying it.
I mean, yeah. And on top of that, it's like.
And kind of the point, he's not supposed to get hurt.
Well, I mean. If that was a politician, any other politician, I mean, wouldn't, like, he went to give a speech and people were bringing weapons to the speech and he said, let them in. You know what I'm saying? Like, it would have been spun completely differently. But because it's Trump, it's,
right.
Let them in. They're not here for me. You know, and it's like, fuck out of my face, this bullshit.
Well, that's the thing,
you don't like the man, you don't like the man, but Jesus fucking Christ. Just either fucking tongue fuck his unwiped asshole or get the fuck over it.
Well, too, okay. What's being attached to that, too, is a lot of people like, well, he knew the crowd had weapons. And I say to that, so fucking what? If he didn't direct him to do anything, what did he do wrong?
Once I said this, the first show we did post January 6th, when our co-host at the time was clutching his pearls and making a big fucking stink about it and about how Donald needs to go under the jail for the rest of his life and his son and all his supporters. And I said, co-host, go storm the Capitol. It was dead silent for about 5 seconds. And he goes, no. I said, see how simple that was?
Yeah.
I don't care what he told the people to do. I don't give a shit. Inciting a riot is the resisting arrest of the public disturbance fucking charges. It is the most bullshit, throw at the wall because we got nothing of substance to fucking charge you with charge they can come up with. You want to know who incites riot better than anybody else? The CIA fucking A. Can we get a hearing about them? No?
And
that's a fucking fact.
I listened to his whole speech on the day in real time as it was happening. He did not. He said, we are going to peacefully walk down, Virginia Avenue?
Maybe you want to get there is what he said. And I'll be with you.
Right. And I'll meet you there or something. And that's it. And then we have AOC yelling, take it to the streets. We have Mayor Lightbody yelling, fuck Clarence Thomas.
Oh, no, that's the shit. The AOC and the other one that you just mentioned, that's light. 2020, Summer of Love 2.0, baby. Maxine Waters,
but
go out.
But it wasn't while we had a former president on trial for inciting a fucking insurrection. They are doxing Supreme Court justices. No one's doing anything about this because the woke mob is unhappy with a decision that was made. Brett Kavanaugh has had an assassination attempt against him. Where's Biden? What's he saying?
Does Biden even, know what day it is?
Biden don't know where Biden is.
Okay, where are the teleprompter writers?
Yeah, I don't even, see, that's the scary part. Like, at least, like I said, I've said this before, at least with W, we knew Cheney was running shit. I don't know who's running the country, and that kind of is terrifying.
Yeah, because
it ain't Harris.
It ain't Kamala, yeah.
No, that bitch was so dumb, she got on national TV talking about the Supreme Court removed a constitutional right to abortion, and I was like, it was
never.
Not even,
yeah.
It's not even an amendment. What are you talking about, bitch?
Yep.
Did you see also she got caught shoving somebody?
Yeah, the little girl?
Yeah. In a photo op, she shoved a little girl.
Now I kind of like her more. Get this fuck trophy away from me.
Here, don't you want to kiss my child?
No. No.
Now, hell no. Take her to Biden. Duh.
Yeah, he'll sniff her hair. Give her the treatment.
I had to say, today I kind of caught up on a lot of news that I'd been skipping out on, and this Cassidy Hutchinson story is one of the things that I caught up on. Apparently one of the things that surrounding her, one of the situations is she came in to the Trump camp as an intern and made her way up the ladder rather quickly, which usually only happens with hardcore like Trump supporters in that circle, like
cigars, cigarettes.
Well, no, people that literally like prove their loyalty to Trump. Like if you, Trump values loyalty more than anything. Anybody who knows the man has said that for fucking decades. That's nothing new. So I mean that checks out. And you know, there's been like what incentive, if any, is there for her to lie? And one of the things that I find funny is, I mean, and this is par for the course. The people who bring up like, do you think there's any incentive for her to lie? Should we look? We should look into that. We should make sure that there's incentive for her to tell the truth, or there's no incentive for her to lie, etc. You know, however you want to fucking, you know, frame it. Those people, you bring that up, and like, you see articles or opinion pieces about it or in comment sections online, and it's immediately, you just can't handle a fucking strong woman. You hate her because she's a woman. I'm like, she was a fucking intern. How the fuck is she a strong woman? What has this bitch got power over that none of us do?
Also, you should know that what Trump has to say about it, and I'm fully aware this is hearsay, is I haven't heard much that he has said about the trial or the hearing, because it's not a trial because he's not there to freaking, you know, offer a defense. But the hearing, what he said about Cassidy Hutchinson is that she tried to go wherever he went. Now she tried to get employed with him after his presidency, and he didn't employ her. So that's what he's saying.
Okay. And I mean, like, I totally believe, without even having to have my arm twisted even a tiny bit, that there's so many levels of bullshit that she could have fucking been hired and or something, and he not even know it. I can truly, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not discounting or like disbelieving what he's saying, but at the same time, it's like, I don't know how. Do I think Trump has got his fingers in that much of the pie to where he knows every little thing that happens? I don't know. So I mean,
I just read that right before we started doing the podcast. So I don't have an opinion on it yet, but I do have that little nugget. So I wanted to pass that along.
Well, I mean, obviously, look, here's the thing. For anyone who goes, well, you know, who is defending her because they like what she testified to, even though she testified to hearsay, which isn't allowable in court, but whatever. Yeah, sure, whatever. They're just co-signing on it. Like it's valid to be like, you know, does she have any reason to lie? Is she being promised a book deal? Is she being promised a payday at the end of this? If this was a fucking civil trial, just a civil suit between two business people, they would fucking look into that. And the fact that like anybody in the media who brings it up is shouted down, and immediately they go to, you know, you're an istophobic piece of shit. I think we all can agree, anytime there's that much fucking resistance when you ask a question in good faith just to clarify something, someone's probably trying to hide something.
Exhibit A through Z, the Hunter Biden laptop story.
Exactly, exactly.
It was disinformation. The New York Post got kicked off of Twitter for it. If you posted about it on Facebook, you got banned.
Yep.
All right. But people were coming out. I forget what it wasn't like. Dozens of former intelligence officials are signing off that this is Russian disinformation. And then, oh, by the way, yeah, 2 months after the election. Oh, by the way, yeah, it's real. But yeah, you don't hear about it, right? You know, they didn't put that retraction on Twitter. They didn't. Yeah.
No. What is it? The lie is. Takes up the entire front page. The retraction takes up half a paragraph on page 12, section Z of the Sunday paper.
Like there's a voicemail out floating around now of Biden saying some shit, you know, from that laptop.
We're not allowed to talk about that. Okay. Focusing on Trump, only Trump. He yelled, "I'm the fucking president. Take me to the Capitol now." Like that's what we're supposed to be looking at. Not the voicemail between Biden and Hunter.
Well, and, you know, he got mad and threw a sandwich, and there's mustard on the wall in the White House. and that was like disrespectful. And I'm like, okay, mustard on the wall in the White House, jizz on the fucking table that JFK sat at.
Right.
Hmm. Yeah, sure. Mustard's a lot more disrespectful. Sure, sure. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just.
Hey, we at least found out a Secret Service name. It's Mogul.
Oh.
Which makes sense.
Whatever.
What was Barry's? Was Barry something racist?
I don't remember. Sure. I mean, all something that needs to be racist is racist.
Right.
And that's it. Why? Because I said so. And that's all that. Oh, okay. That's why it doesn't mean anything to anybody who's fucking got a brain anymore. That person's racist. Why?
What's Clinton's penis is on the move?
That person's racist because they don't like some show on BET or something like that. And it's like, wait, what? That's not racism. That's called a preference.
Yeah.
Just because I didn't want to watch Homeboys from Outer Space doesn't make me the Klan member. Motherfucker.
I know you think Greenleaf is good, but I think it's boring.
I'll say this. Donald Glover isn't as funny as everybody thinks he is. I'm just going to say that.
Not since he left Community. I'll back you up on that one.
His stand-up, he has good premises. He's too much of a pussy to go there, though. I saw one of his specials. He started off by comparing little children to Nazis, and I was like, I like where this is going. And then he literally walked up to where it started to get good, and then he just made a hard fucking right and just dropped it. And I was like,
I remember
you're a
being,
pussy. You're a pussy, sir.
Yeah, I remember being disappointed in his stand-up special and not finishing it. I thought I was going to laugh a lot more, and I did not.
His acting that I've seen and a good chunk of his music, that's where, stick with that, buddy.
Well, depending on who you talk to, Atlanta's like the greatest show ever.
It's all right, but I mean, it's like, it's not like, he is not overwhelmingly funny. He doesn't make that show funny. It's funny situations. Like the first clip of that show I saw, he's sitting in a police station waiting for someone to get released. And they got like this trans chick in there and she's being booked. And there's another guy being booked. And he's like, hey, is that you, Pookie? Hey, what up, man? Blah, 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 blah. And they start talking. And it turns out that the gangster criminal used to fuck the trans chick. And like Donald Glover is like in the middle of them while they're talking. And the trans guy or the trans chick's like, well, I'm a woman now. He's like, yeah, no, that's why shit was never gay. And he's like, yeah, but I was born a man. And then Donald Glover, sexuality is a spectrum. I just need you to, like, a funny situation. He wasn't necessarily making the situation funny. He was funny because the situation was funny. His awkwardness was what was amusing. He's good at that. I just don't think him getting up there on his special, I don't think he's that great of a stand-up comic. Sorry. Sorry, Jess. Sorry.
I only liked him from Community.
Never saw Community besides a few clips. All I'm saying is his stand-up special, not a fan. Maybe it's a, and I've only seen one. If he's got more than one, maybe it was a bad one. They do happen. But anyways, so let's wrap this bad boy up. Unless anyone has anything else to say before we do, I will take that as a no.
Oh, wait, no, hold on. Here we go. I have one. Listen, this is totally off topic, but all of you need to hear it. I have recently discovered that the best snack in the entire world is watermelon with lime juice and Tajin seasoning. Tajin. And it sounds ridiculous. It is the best thing I've ever eaten in my life.
What is Tajin?
Sounds like some millennial bullshit.
It is in the Hispanic section of your store, and it's going to be, it's cayenne pepper, sea salt, and lime, and that's it. But you have to put the seasoning on there to make it right. You can't just do the watermelon.
So it's like shit you put on a margarita glass with cayenne pepper in it.
Yes, and it is spectacular. I truly am angry when I have to eat anything except for that right now. So the world needs to know that. I'm sharing it in every platform I know.
I'm glad you shared it with the world. However, I hate watermelon. I won a watermelon eating contest when I was 5, and I got sick afterwards, and now if I even smell it, like watermelon gum, Someone gave me a piece of gum
once. That ain't watermelon. That's chemical.
It doesn't matter. It's just the taste, fake or real. It's like Southern Comfort. Once you puke off that shit, you never want it again.
The watermelon is like grape, whereas in the artificial flavor, in my opinion, tastes nothing like the natural one. Like,
agreed.
The flavor of grape drink ain't grapes. I'll tell you that. Like
what? More watermelon flavored things smell like watermelon than taste like watermelon.
See, I've never thought that. Like to me, like that's that fake watermelon smell. Like to me, real watermelon and fake watermelon. I want to ask the person who came up with it. Like, how do you even get away with this?
Okay, wait. I'm starting to think there's something to like. Okay, because you're half Lebanese. Like you just your natural skin tone's a little bit darker. Is the darker the skin tone, the more of a watermelon connoisseur you are? Because I'm Irish, and I have no fucking give a fucks about watermelon whatsoever. And you're like half Lebanese. Irish. What's up?
I'm also Irish, and I love watermelon.
Oh, okay. Well, it was a theory I was working with. Okay, all right.
hey, keep with your theory, Rich. I'm part Cherokee, and I like watermelon. I'm dark.
I'm just saying, like watermelon is just like people really love it that much.
Watermelon
like,
is delicious.
It is so good.
Oh my God! Jesus Christ!
It really is.
I'm gonna go buy watermelon for this weekend now.
Okay, no, listen, get the Tajin seasoning and get some lime. And I'm telling you, it'll change your world.
He ain't doing all that shit.
Who the fuck? What?
He ain't doing all that shit.
If I put anything on watermelon, it's going to be like booze. Sugar. Oh. Yeah, or booze. Yeah, there you go.
I'm surprised you weren't like, I got some vodka to put on this shit.
Sugar?
Yeah, wait a minute. Yeah, always salt. Sugar on watermelon is kind of, that's kind of like bringing like a bottle of water while you're swimming in the middle of the ocean. Why? I mean, like, and then not drinking it, but pouring it on your head. It's like you're already wet, dude. You're in the ocean.
Notice I said if I was putting anything on watermelon.
Oh, no, I didn't. I honestly didn't hear the if part. I just heard.
Listen, I felt the same way. I felt the same freaking way. Like, how can you make watermelon any better? You can make it better.
I feel like this is how every girl.
Millennials. I appreciate the sweet and salty stuff you brought to the world. Trust me, there are a lot of combos. I'm like, never thought of that. That is delicious. But no, man. No spicy watermelon. No.
It's not super spicy.
Like, I understand.
It's not.
I understand the habanero in beer. I get it. Right? But no, man. Watermelon should be sweet. Watermelon should be sweet.
I feel like how I feel right now while she's trying to convince me to eat this watermelon like this. How I feel right now is how every woman who's ever been like had a guy try to talk her into anal sex feels. Like I'm just not doing it. Oh, come on, it's not that bad. Like sure, like I've broke the toilet paper while wiping my own ass. It's not that bad. Like you just.
Okay, we can't. We gotta end there. We can't end better than that. So follow us on social media at GenExhaustedPod. Like us on Facebook, hit the Amazon button or the PayPal banner on crispermedia.net if you'd like to help us out. And wherever you listen to us, rate us, review us. You can do it on iTunes, you can do it on Spotify. Not sure you can do it on Google, but just there's like 9 million platforms we're on, like almost 9 million of them. And wherever you can rate us and review us, please do. Please and thank you. And thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next week.
All right, later, guys.
Peace out, yeah.
See ya.
Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.